Hey, is this your man? This can't be our favorite artist out here. You know what I'm saying? Just feeling some kind of way. You know, like, let me talk some isms for you for a minute. Let me talk from a player perspective. You know what I'm saying? Let me talk with my ego for a minute. That's just me personally. You know, we all seen the pictures, like this picture floating around the internet of your boy Drake looking at the phone like perturbed about something. And coincidentally, it could be the pregnancy that Rihanna's having with her ASAP Rocky. You know, they're currently in a strong relationship and everything like that. And, you know, after the news of that, coincidentally, he unfollowed them on Instagram and all of that. And I'm saying to myself, he can't be feeling some kind of way because of that. Because, nigga, you Drake. Like, you the lover man. You is the LL Cool J of the Millennium Times. Like, you know, LL was putting out all those love songs and stuff like that. All those, you know, all these songs that everybody testified to of having their little intimate moments and stuff like that. This you. This who you are. So it's like you have anybody, not just fans, but you have like some of those in the industry that would love to, you know, to have any kind of moment or second with you. And you recently did, like, there was a thing in the internet where you took somebody on a date and he was all, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you can have anybody you want. Why are you feeling some kind of way? Because someone that you wasn't even in a relationship with just moved on to, you know, just doing her thing. It's just doing her. It's like, now, if she was in a relationship, now, if you're like Kanye, you know what I'm saying? And even I don't even understand that, because it's like, Kanye, you got somebody, like, you know, you broke up with Kim Kardashian, whatever. That's, you know, I know that's your baby mama and all that. But at the same time, it's like, you've moved on. Why are you still sweating? You know what I'm saying? Someone that's just asked you for, that pretty much just asked you for a divorce. And you're a billionaire. You can pretty much have who you want. And you, like I said, you moved on. But now you doing this stalker shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you talk about what you're going to do to Pete Davidson, a new boyfriend. You sit up there, got a crib. You bought a crib. Next to the crib they got, talking about, oh, nah, I'm just doing it for the kids. Nah, nigga, you stalking. He got a little video where he got, yeah, come on, man. Yeah, that's funny style, man. I'm not doing that. I'm broke as hell. I ain't doing that for nobody out here. I'm talking ego right now because it's like, yo, it ain't. Well, okay. Let me say it like this. Sometimes when you're with somebody, it don't be no other reason but a season. You know, God puts y'all together for a time and then it's time for you to separate. So, you know, it's not even like, you know, like, I think, so, like, you know, I know I'm talking, so I'm not really so much talking with my ego, but it's like there's times where you just have to move on from a person that you're feeling for. Like, I go through this all the time. There's a lot of people that, you know, you have, you know, a real cool, deep conversation with, and you be, you know what I'm saying, you be thinking like, yo, wow, damn, I wonder what it would be like if I was with me and homegirls were together. We was, you know, just sharing, you know, an experience with each other for a time. Like, you know, like, everybody has those moments like that. I know, like, as, you know, as men, we have that, you know, with everybody. But sometimes, you know, if the female ain't feeling that way, you know, or there's nothing you can do to get her in that space, then it's like you just gotta move on. And especially when, you know what I'm saying, you're in this tax bracket where it's like, yo, you can relieve your sorrows better than us average working folks. You know what I'm saying? You could, like, you could do whatever you need to do and go to any corner of the planet Earth and just be like, hey, you know what I'm saying? And just do me. It's easier for you to do yourself than just average folks. So why are you feeling some kind of way? Like, I'm not even giving no person the validity of knowing that I'm still screwed up in the head over you. And we're way past anything that we can do intimately. I don't know. It just strikes me as weird. I mean, like, I'm glad that I have that type of mindset. I had this mindset since, you know, like I was in high school. You know, everybody had that one person and you get your heart broke. And you feeling all like, oh, man, she just, oh, man, my honey. And then you kind of, and then something just comes to you and you snapped out of it. And I'm just like, yo, man, I'm like, yo, there's other females out here, man. Let me get somebody, like, you know what I'm saying? I've always, went towards the ones that really like me. Like, in order for me to get at you, I got to know beforehand you really like me. You know what I mean? It's got to be something. You got to get some type of hint, a flirt, something where I'd be like, all right, cool. And then it's like, you know, and once you're out of that mold, once I feel like you ain't liking me no more, that's a turnoff. I just have that mechanism that just shuts it off. So you ain't gonna get no stalker vibe. Like, I'm proud to say, ain't no female out here where you gonna get some stalker vibes out of me. None. And that's, like I said, that's not me just talking with ego. That's just being a realist into, like, yo, if you ain't feeling me, I can't feel for you. That's it. You know, that's just, I don't know. That's how I feel all people should operate. You know what I'm saying? When the song is over and, you know, all the candle lights go out and you just move on. Why you gotta be still caught up, hung up over somebody, man? That's just, I don't know. I just, hey, but hope your boy Drake will be all right. Like I said, he got enough money to relieve any sorrows he's feeling at the moment. Not saying that money solves all your problems, but like being stuck on someone. Someone, like, again, that you was never in a relationship with. Because when you put it out to her how you was feeling and all that, you know what I'm saying? She gave you the snub. She gave you a super snub. She was like, eh. You know what I mean? So from that, and that was years ago. So years ago, I'm like, by now, you should be over it. So, you know, like, she got her new man and everything. She got pregnant. I was like, oh, good for you. But, hey, you know, just wish you the best. That's how, that would be my thing. But just to be like, I got to unfollow you now on the ground. Like, nah, nigga, you don't get that. You don't get that validity. From you, like, at least for me, that's just how I feel. I don't know. What y'all think? You know what I'm saying? Should Drake get over this thing? It's like, does he need counseling? So that's crazy. You gotta get over this one. This one person got you just totally screwed up in the head. I don't know. Let me know what y'all know in the comments. All right. D-Divide for you by one time.